A petition will be put to federal parliament calling for Aboriginal history to be a compulsory unit in the school curriculum. The petition has over 290,000 signatures. It was started by Yorta Yorta singer Asaya Firebrace, who'll present it to Tanya Plibersek, the Shadow Education Minister. It wants more education of Aboriginal history and cultures and what First Nations people have been through. Asaya Firebrace told Michael Rowland that First Nations history should be an integral part of the Australian curriculum.
It's a huge part of being Australian. I think the First Nations people and their culture is a huge part of Australia, and I feel like everyone deserves to know about it, to learn about it, and I feel like it will give so much value to First Nations people and a huge amount of respect.
And I want to ask you about respect. Is it your view that expanding the reach of First Nations history in school curricula, both primary and secondary school, will lead to more respect and less prejudice in Australia?
I really hope so. I think that's my biggest dream. That's what I really, really believe in. And when I first started this change.org petition about 12 months ago, now it's reached 290,000 signatures. So it's awesome to know that people out there, Australia, are supporting something that I'm super passionate about. And honestly, that is the biggest dream, to close that gap and to, you know, keep fighting for Indigenous rights and help make my people seen.
What exposure, Isaiah, did you have growing up, going to school, to First Nations history in the classroom?
Not much at all, not much. And I know a lot of people in my community, a lot of friends, people that I work with, when I ask them about what they've learned, they also say, oh, like, not much. I didn't really get much representation in my schooling years if it wasn't for my own family teaching me.
That's Asaya Firebrace in Canberra speaking to Michael Rowland ahead of presenting a petition to the federal government. In Western Australia, the WA School Curriculum and Standards Authority mandates that Aboriginal history is taught as part of Humanities and Social Sciences, HASS, from pre-primary to Year 10. Kathy Barron is the president of the History Teachers Association of WA, and she's the national president of History Teachers Association of Australia. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really well. Is there enough material on Aboriginal history in the current curriculum from primary school through to secondary?
I think at the moment, the current curriculum in WA actually covers a lot of the Indigenous history. The curriculum is kind of structured sort of chronologically as a story. So when they're babies, they start talking about their family history, and it moves on and tells the story of what's been happening. And sort of integrated across that is the Indigenous history and the Indigenous story. And leading up into high school, where you look at sort of Indigenous involvement in the various war, like World War One or World War Two, the Year 10 unit, Rights and Freedom, which covers the growth of Indigenous rights movement post sort of 45. And it's a priority within the curriculum. So I think when the gentleman was talking about how he didn't have a lot of Indigenous history and the people he knew, that was right. But these days, I think we are increasingly learning more and more about it because it's seen as a priority.
Can schools tailor to include local Aboriginal history and place and culture?
Definitely. A good teacher looks at their class and they think about their kids and they think about how they're going to make the curriculum relevant for their kids. So they would go and have a look at what's happening within their local community and be able to implement that across the HASS curriculum, whether it's in history or in geography, looking at the use of the land and that sense of place. When we look at, say, for example, World War One, you look at the story of World War One, but you can implement some Indigenous history and maybe some local Indigenous history into that if, you know, the teacher picks that up and sort of takes that story to sort of engage their kids.
society changes rapidly, expectations change, even language usage evolves, politics as well, and they all change a lot more quickly than institutions can or do. Do expectations of the day influence teaching? And I'm thinking of examples around the words settlement and colonisation, for example, or the Australia Day debate. Do those current things filter into teaching?
I think so. I think that schools need to reflect what's happening within their community and within HASS. That's how our humanities is, of course, what gives us our soul. It's that act of citizenship. So I think that curriculum definitely does change and is influenced by what's happening in the world around it. And you look at history textbooks that were written, say, decades ago. So when I'm old, so when I was at school, what we learn is very different from what the children of today learn at school, because there is a shift in sort of community values and a shift in, as you say, the language and the approach to education.
Kathy, how important is history when it's taught well? What can it do for a student?
History is very important, and I'm obviously very biased on this point, but it's your history that gets our children thinking. It's told within a story that allows the kids to be engaged with it. But if we don't understand our past, how can we move move into our future? And so understanding our history and where we belong and where we sit and what are the values of our past are really important. But it's not just that story. It's the skills that they're taught. Kids in their HASS classroom are learning how to have that sort of critical literacy, how to look at things and go, okay, well, I don't think that's quite right, and to question things, which in this day of internet, they need to be learning how to be critical thinkers, and so it gives them that opportunity. And by looking and learning how to question and look at the contestability of what's around, then we get a chance to sort of encourage kids to develop these really lifelong skills. I also think that history, what it does is it enables our students to learn to be better thinkers, and that's really important. And it fits in with literacy because it's all about writing and it's all about the verbal communication and the written communication, which is really important.
Kathy Barron is with me on ABC Radio today. She's the president of the History Teachers Association of Western Australia. She's also the national president of the History Teachers Association of Australia. Kathy, you've been teaching history for nearly 30 years. You also taught in Broome for 3 years in the 1990s. What have been the biggest changes you've seen, perhaps in the curriculum, from 30 years ago to now?
I think about when I was first started teaching and to now, I think we cover a lot more content than we ever did in the past, and we also got teaching skills a lot more. In the past, history was just about this date, this fact, learn this, and it was all about learning those sort of cognitive details. But these days we teach kids a lot more how to think and how to question and how to present that information and to think about what they're doing and how they're doing it. There's a lot more opportunities, and I think that's important because you look at the world in which our kids are going into, they're needing to learn how to question things more. I think that there's a lot more Indigenous history than there was in the past, because often there was a lot of voices and stories missing from history, say, 30, 40 years ago, that we need to know now. But I also think that as a society, we maybe don't value our humanities education as much as we did in the past. I think we sometimes get a little bit stuck on school for jobs rather than school for learning. And so I think our humanities education is important, but I also think it's a lot I think it's better now. I think it's a lot better. It's developed and our curriculum's a lot more developed and there's a lot more support and guidance around it.
Do you think, Cathy, that your national or state association will be taking note of the petition's calls or the sentiment behind it and reviewing what's on the table?
I think the sentiment behind it's really important because it creates a discussion. I see if you look at the new curriculum that's coming out through ACARA, so the new national curriculum that people across Australia have been able to comment on, there is a lot more Indigenous history in there. And so I think that it's not that we don't do Indigenous history. I think that it is there when you have a look at the curriculum and that the curriculum's been developed by these people who are experts in that field and experts in students' learning as well. I don't know if we will necessarily, we support the notion of we need to be including Indigenous stories as we need to be including all stories of that are missing from our history as much as we can. We will discuss it, but we don't have, as an association, we don't get to set the curriculum. We you know, that's done through ACARA and then through the state jurisdictions.
Cathy, it's been really interesting speaking to you. I know you've got a full day of teaching ahead, so thank you for making time.
Oh, anytime. I'm very happy to talk history because it's a cool subject.
Cathy Barron, the president of the WA History Teachers Association. She's also the national president of the Teachers Association.